Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. I want to talk today about the great love that the Lord has for all of us and the generosity that flows from the throne of God for each and every one of us. In particular, I want us to just see that the whole kingdom of God is being offered to every single person, every human being, not just to the rich and the powerful and the important, the highly educated, the super gifted, all that sort of, no. It's so interesting to see, to me, I'm moved by how often Jesus and God the Father, in their whole plan, their whole economy of salvation, they give the deepest, and they reveal the deepest mysteries, and they initiate and give privileged positions to the simplest people, the most humble people. I mean, of course, Our Lady is, Mary is the ultimate, you know, example of that. Essentially a child, and what happens is, you know, God the Father sends an angel, a mighty angel, who announces to her the Father's plan, that the Father had chosen her to be a unique instrument in the plan of salvation, have a unique role of participation, entirely unique, that the incarnation would happen in her. She wasn't a person of high influence. She didn't have money, didn't have political power, didn't have the big bloodlines, you know, from the world's perspective, whatever. And now she's been raised. She's the queen of heaven and earth. She's the first disciple of Jesus. Jesus has honored her. He's fulfilled the commandment. He honored his mother and his father, Joseph. You know, Joseph is, again, he was just a quiet, humble, strong, compassionate, steady, faithful, hardworking man. And he feared God. And now he's the terror of demons, is one of the titles. He's the patron of the whole church. God gave the biggest stuff to little people, from the world's perspective, little people. I was meditating on the story of the Samaritan woman. I just want to encourage you, friends, to find time in these difficult times to get into the Word of God. Take up John's Gospel. I mean, the whole Bible is worth reading for sure, right? But John's Gospel is beautiful. It's filled with deep theology, not so deep that we can't understand it. I don't mean that. But the deep, deep treasures are revealed there that are so beautiful. And the story of Jesus' encounter with the Samaritan woman, he's making his way through Samaria, which was a pathway that in those days, Jews didn't travel because the Jewish people of Israel didn't like the Samaritans because they were basically half-breeds that they had intermarried with pagan nations and weren't faithful from the perspective of, they were like unclean enemies. And so Jesus is thirsty. He stops by this well and there's one woman there. There's a woman, you know, we know now is the Samaritan woman, right? And it's midday, it's hot, she's there all alone. She came when nobody else would typically be there. Why? Because she was carrying a lot of shame in her life. She had a lot of problems. And she has this amazing conversation with Jesus. And it's moving on a bunch of different levels because Jesus recognized her situation, and Jesus related to her in such a way that he brought her the kingdom. He related to her in a way that made her feel valued and loved and known and understood. She was shocked. It's interesting. She begins by calling him sir, and then I think she then ends up calling him savior. You know, that all along, as she's speaking, it's like Jesus is being revealed to her step by step. But what I find most touching is the profound thing that Jesus revealed to her. here this woman who, you know, by all rights, he shouldn't have been talking to at all because it was a public situation. It wasn't his wife or his mother, something like that. It was inappropriate. Plus, she was a Samaritan. He shouldn't have been doing it for that reason. And finally, she was a woman who had been married. She's a recognized sinner. Let's just put it that way. And this is who Jesus wants to reveal some of the great mysteries of the kingdom to. You know, she asked, they have the whole interaction about water. And Jesus says to her that the water he has to give is different than the water they're drawing from the well. He says he's going to give living water to her if she wants it, living water. Which goes back to, you know, the Ezekiel and Isaiah and others referring to the Messiah, the coming of the Messiah, and the Messiah would give rivers of living water. So here she is. She first calls him sir. And then he says something. He starts talking about her life. And he says, why don't you bring your husband? And she said, you know, that she wasn't married. And Jesus said, I know the man you're not living with, you know, the man you're living with is not your husband, but you've had five husbands. And he got her attention. He gave her a word of knowledge. He gave something she knew he could not know unless there was something unique about him. So she then says, you must be a prophet. And then Jesus just keeps pressing in deeper. And essentially what he reveals to her is that the world and even the Samaritans and others are worshiping what they don't know, that their worship is ignorant. They worship idols, different people, you know. The Gentile world and others are worshiping idols, and that it's the Father's desire, the Father in heaven's desire, to open and to reveal the kingdom and to bring people into the place where they can worship in spirit and in truth. Jesus says to worship in spirit and in truth. To worship first in the spirit. To worship not just in a physical building or in a temple, but really to become a temple of the living God. As Paul would say later in 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 5, he says to us, examine yourselves. See whether you are holding to your faith. What does it mean for us to hold onto our faith? Paul's saying, test yourself. Here's a good question. Do you not realize that Jesus Christ is in you? It's a fundamental part of being a believer. Not only that I believe the teaching of Jesus, or that I believe he died on a cross and was raised from the dead, but I believe that through baptism and through the miracle of God's action through Jesus and the gift of the Holy Spirit, God has come to dwell in me as in a temple. And Jesus is revealing this to her. He's talking about beginning to see that true worship is worship in the Holy Spirit. And it's true because it's right worship. It's right worship to the true God. It's not idolatry, which was so common in the pagan world at that time. Jesus said, everyone who drinks this water that I shall give will never thirst again. The water I will give will become in him a spring of living water welling up to eternal life. That is a profound revelation of what is at the heart of the Father's economy of salvation. And who's Jesus revealing it to? The apostles come at a certain point. They're like, Jesus, what are you doing talking to this person? And Jesus spoke with such love and compassion toward her and entrusted the kingdom. He's beginning to entrust the whole kingdom to her. He's calling her to salvation. It's really very astounding. So Jesus says, the water I'm going to give is the water you all, essentially saying that everyone needs. It's the only water that will quench your thirst, your deepest thirst, and in your deepest hunger. This water is going to become like a spring. It's living water. It's the Spirit. The Spirit is in us. Friends, do you know with great confidence that you are a temple of the Holy Spirit? If you just tuned into the program, you're not a Christian, you're not a believer, I just want to tell you, welcome. I want to say welcome to you. And this is at the heart of Christianity. that this man, Jesus, has a capacity. He's the only one who has the power. He who lives an indestructible life. He who's passed from death to life. Jesus, this man, has the power to give us new life, a life that's stronger than death. He gives us the gift of the Holy Spirit. It makes us a new creation. In fact, it gives us power to become children of God. The power to become children of God. It's so important for us at times like this, friends, that we're going through that are difficult, that are hard, that shake us and expose our fears and our vulnerabilities and the tripwires in our lives that are, that just set us off, cause us to panic, get discouraged, and the enemy's right there. He loves moments like this when he can get us to panic and we forget. He can take ground in our life if we forget who we are. That's why Paul says, examine yourself. Don't you know the King dwells in you? Don't you know you are a temple of the Holy Spirit? Don't you know there's living water that's flowing from you that will lead you to eternal life? That's who you are. Nothing can change that. But if the devil can knock us off by getting us to be filled with anxiety about our money and our health and our situation in a way that we don't let it go and we can't give it over to the Lord, he then can lead us to discouragement because he's after ultimately getting us to despair, because he wants us to abandon our faith and he wants to die in despair and in sin so we can be slaves forever. Friends, right now, even in the midst, no matter what sort of poverty, difficulty, struggle, disappointment we're facing right now, let's lay hold of together this precious, precious truth that Jesus shared with the Samaritan woman, the woman at the well, who he loves so deeply, and he revealed her whole life to her. She gave her life to him. Jesus Christ dwells in you. That's why he came. So you could know with real faith, with an experiential knowledge, that he loves you. Here's John 14, verse 18. I will not leave you desolate. I will come to you. He who has my commandments and keeps them, he it is who loves me. He who loves me will be loved by my Father. And I will love him and manifest myself to him. He desires to manifest himself to us. John 14, 23. If a man loves me, he will keep my word. And my Father will love him, and we will come to him, and we will make our home with him. You're a temple of the living God. You're of infinite value because the infinite God values you. You have an eternal destiny because Christ has won it for you. You have a sure hope because Jesus has given you the down payment of that eternal inheritance, that is life with him forever in heaven through the gift of the Holy Spirit. Friends, we bear this treasure in earthen vessels, as Scripture says, but it's real. And it's so important for us to lay hold of this treasure and to live in it, to walk in it, to accept it, and to share it with others and to lead others to it. God bless you.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Unfailing Promises. In these challenging and unsettling times, the promises of God are a sure anchor and a source of great encouragement for all of us. For your free copy of Unfailing Promises, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE or subscribe to our podcast.